好，我们再有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们把你的话语摊开放在你的面前。
Lord, we open your words before us.
求主你透过你的经文对我们说话，
Speak to us through your words.
矫正我们里面被这世界掳去的心，
Correct our hearts that are already taken captive by the world.
使我们单单爱你。
So we will only love you.
求主的圣灵在每个人的心中工作，
May the Spirit work in everyone's heart.
使我们为罪为义自己审判自己。
So we will, for righteousness and for our sins, we'll judge ourselves.
感谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen。
Amen.
我不晓得大家看到这个讲道的题目有什么样的想法。
I don't know what comes through your mind when you see the topic of today's sermon.
刚刚买了这个 iPhone 5的人有没有心中一惊？
You are surprised by iPhone 5 if you're lucky enough to pay for it.
因为有的人好像排了很长时间的队才能得到那个东西。
Some of us have waited a long time to get it.
我以前也喜欢买一些很贵的电子设备。
I used to like to buy some expensive electronics.
买了之后，我心中就会问自己说，这个算不算爱世界？
Frequently after I buy it, I wonder if this counts as loving the worldliness.
但是我又每一次看到新的产品推出，看到它的这些新的功能的时候，我又会蠢蠢欲动。
But I always attracted by new products and their extra apps and functions.
在我的基督徒成长环境里面，我一直有两个极端在我的身边同时存在。
In my Christian experience, there have always been two extreme views mingled together.
一个极端是把这个世界所制造的一切都归类为世俗。
One extreme is to treat everything of the world as secular.
所以所有和流行的东西挂上钩的都是世俗。
Everything fashionable, are thought to be worldly.
从牛仔裤到智能手机，
All the way from blue jeans to smartphones,
流行小说或者是流行的电影。
popular novels or movies.
我在杭州的时候，我参加一个非常传统的家庭教会，他们就是这样。
So when I was in Hangzhou, I was attending a house church, and that's what they were like.
我去的时候是不能穿牛仔裤的。
They're not to wear blue jeans when I attended the meeting.
我看了很好看的电影，我只能跟我的同学讲，不敢在教会里讲。
After watching a good movie, I only dare to tell my fellow students, not in the church.
否则的话，就会被看作是贪恋世界。
Lest I will be treated as someone who loved the world.
我想这里的人，这里的弟兄姐妹听到这样的事情，觉得很可怕。
Maybe you, none of you will be like that.
但是呢，这是一种极端，这种极端不多见。
But this is extreme, as no longer seen frequently.
但在北美有另外一种极端，就是把对世界的追求看作是理所当然的。
But there is another extreme, especially in northern North America, that is to treat worldly things as ordinary.
这里又分两种人。
There are two, again, divided into two groups.
有一种人认为，在世界当中的成功是基督徒理所当然的事情。
One group would think that the achievement you accomplish in the world is something that you ought to do.
他们认为应该追求在世界上的成功和享受。
Everyone should seek after all the accomplishments in the world.
甚至这些成功和享受是基督徒蒙祝福的表现。
And also think that this is a sign, if you're successful, that's a sign of blessing from God.
这种人我们称之为成功神学。
We call this prosperity theology.
还有另外一种人在福音派的教会当中。
Another group of people, especially evangelicals.
他们表面上是追求属灵的东西。
On the surface, they teach spiritual and seek after eternal values.
实际上却在生活当中表现出来的是追求世界的东西。
But live rather a secular life, seeking worldly achievements.
所以属灵的追求是一些口号。
So spiritual endeavors are only a slogan.
还有诗歌。
And songs.
所以我在想说，50年以后的教会历史学家，如果透过我们所唱的诗歌来研究50年前的基督教的话，他们会觉得我们很属灵。
So, if we study the spiritual songs that we sing, then we may appear to be rather spiritual.
这也是我今天的信息想要针对的问题。
That is the focus of my message today.
盼望每一位神的儿女借着今天我们所读神的话语来省察自己。
So let's examine ourselves in light of God's word.
很多还没有信主的朋友，如果你认识一些虚伪的基督徒，
Many non-believers, if you know some of the Christians,
很虚伪的基督徒。
Hypocritical Christians.
我想让你知道，我们的本意并非如此。
I want to remind you that we don't intend to be that way.
圣经没有教导我们做虚伪的人。
Bible never teaches to be a hypocrite.
所以我们很多的虚伪，好听点叫身不由己。
So many of our hypocritical behaviors are not, we cannot help that.
难听一点呢，就是圣经所说的。
But maybe that's what Bible teaching us today.
所以我从三个方面，我们刚才所读的经文，从三个方面来告诉我们，不要贪恋世俗，反要渴慕基督。
So today we shall study from three aspects. Do not love the world, but seek Christ.
那第一呢，从我们刚才读的经文里面看到说，贪恋世俗的本质是属灵的淫乱。
First thing is that the essence of worldliness is spiritual immorality.
什么是贪恋世俗？
What is to love worldliness?
买一个手机不见得是贪恋世俗。
Buying a smartphone may not be it.
刚才我们读的新约的经文在希伯来书12章16节里面，他给贪恋世俗有一个定义。
The scripture we read from Hebrews earlier, chapter 12, defines loving worldliness as this.
他说恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所祝的福，竟被弃绝。
It says, see that no one is sexually immoral or ungodly like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Afterwards, as you know, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected.
我们注意到在这里作者把有淫乱的和贪恋世俗如以扫的这两件事情放在一节经文里面。
Here we see that the author of the book of Hebrews put sexual immorality and worldliness in the same verse.
在14节里面，作者说：“你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，这两件事情是放在一起的。”
We look earlier in verse 14. The author says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy."
在15节的时候说：“恐怕有人失了神的恩。”恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，这两件事情是放在一起的。
So in verse 14, seek peace with man is coupled with holiness. Then in verse 15, it says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Here, missing the grace of God is coupled with spring up bitter root.
所以16节的时候是第三对，就是淫乱和贪恋世俗。
And then comes to verse 16, that's the third coupling that put the sexual immorality with worldliness.
根据淫乱和贪恋世俗的配对，我想我们可以理解说，这里的淫乱不是字面意义上性生活的淫乱，而是属灵的淫乱。
So here we can come to a conclusion that it's not literally sexual immorality in our in your sexual life, butthe spiritual immorality.
所以换句话说，希伯来书的作者在这里想告诉我们的是，贪恋世俗这个罪的本质是属灵的淫乱。属灵的淫乱就是对信仰的不忠，就是敬拜别的神，以别的神为生命的中心。
So put it in a different light, the essence of worldliness is spiritual immorality, which is being unfaithfulto one's belief or focusing and worshiping other gods.
我想作者有意的把一个非常刺耳的一个词 和贪恋世俗放在一起。
So although I think it's intentional, the author of the book Hebrews put this harsh word, sexual immorality, with worldliness.
因为我们对爱世界好像不怎么觉得它是件很严重的事情。
Maybe we to love the world doesn't really bother us that much.
有时候我们开玩笑的时候都会说，你看你这么爱世界。
Frequently we use that to kid around each other, say, you love the world so much.
但是我们不会开玩笑的时候说，你看你都犯奸淫了。
But we never say, see, you committed adultery.
所以作者把这两件事情放在一起的时候，他在告诉我们说，贪恋世俗是一件非常严重的事情。
So when the author, book of Hebrew, put these two words together, it helps us to understand what it is to really to love the worldliness.
另外一位圣经的作者保罗在以弗所书，他也同样把这两件事情放在一起。
But Paul also identifies with this definition in book of Ephesians.
在五章五节他说，有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Ephesians 5:5 says, a greedy person is an idolater.
他这里说有贪心的，当然根据上下文来说，他指的是性上面的贪心。
But within the context, the greedy person is greed in sexual behavior.
但是保罗想说的是，这种被自己的欲望捆绑，以服侍自己的欲望为中心，不在乎属灵的事，不关心永恒当中的神，本质上是拜偶像，是属灵的淫乱。
But Paul also says these type of bondage by one's own desires, making that the focus of a person's endeavors, but minding no spiritual things, ignoring that our God is in essence a spiritual immorality as well.
请注意，希伯来书的这卷书是写给基督徒的。
Hebrews, book of Hebrews was written for the Christians.
是写给犹太基督徒的。
And specifically Jewish Christians.
所以作者不是在警告非信徒说你们贪恋世俗偏，不认识真神。他是在警告基督徒不要贪恋世俗，不要拜偶像。
So the author was not admonishing infidel or non-believers, but rather Christians.Do not covet the worldly things.
对犹太人来说，把淫乱和拜偶像这两件事情放在一起，是一个从旧约而来的观念。
To the Jews, we know that to equate sexual immorality with idol worship is an extension of the Old Testament concept.
就像在何西阿书四章十二节，先知也同样用这样的比喻批评当时的以色列人。
So Hosea 4:12, the prophet criticizes people in a similar way.
他说，我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。
It says, my people, they consult a wooden idol and are answered by a stick of wood. A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God.
因为神与以色列人立约，神将以色列人看作是自己的女子。
So God established a covenant with Israelites, treating them as his bride.
当以色列人离弃神，去随从当地的风俗，去敬拜偶像的时候，神就称他们是违背了和他的婚约，就是属灵的淫乱。
So when Israelites went astray to follow the ways of the land and worship idols,They broke their marriage vows with God, and that is spiritual immorality.
我们今天的世代，我们在座的，我想没有人拜一个木雕的偶像。
Today, I'm sure none of you will worship a wooden idol.
但是有一点，我们和旧约的以色列人一样，我们处在一个不敬拜真神的文化当中。
But as in the Old Testament era, we also live in a secular world today.
旧约时代的拜偶像体现在敬拜一个木雕的一个有形的偶像。
The Old Testament times, people worship a formed idol carved from wood.
他们透过敬拜这个木雕的偶像来实现自己的欲望。
Through worshiping idols, they try to satisfy their selfish desires.
而我们今天时代的拜偶像 体现在我们对世俗的敬拜上。
Today we worship idols in the form of seeking worldliness.
透过敬拜金钱、权力或者我们自己的私欲来实现我们的欲望。
Through wealth, through power and ambitions, we satisfy our own desires.
那今天我们的偶像是什么呢？
So what are our idols today?
在《诸神的面具》这本书里面，提姆·凯勒是一位纽约的牧师，他只是说偶像就是对你来说任何比神更重要的事物。
So in a book called Counterfeit God, Tim Keller points out idols are anything that are more important than God.
任何比神更吸引你的心、更吸引你幻想的事物。
Anything more attractive to you and occupying your thoughts and makes you feel that, more than God.
我再补充一句说，或者任何你认为失去了，你的后果就不堪设想的事物。
And also, anything that make you feel is dreadful, there is dreadful consequences if you lose it.
中文圣经用贪恋两个字来形容。
The Chinese Bible used the word covet.
当我们贪恋一样东西的时候，它在你的心中就具有控制的地位。
When we covet something, that thing possesses commanding power in your heart.
当你贪恋它的时候，你会不假思索地把你的热情、把你的精力、把你的感情和金钱都投入在上面。
When you covet something,You will with, subconsciously devote all your passions, emotions, and money to them.
这个偶像可以是你的家庭和儿女。
This idol can be your family or your children.
我们尽心竭力地把儿女送去各样的培训班、各样的课程、各样的活动，它会成为我们的偶像。
If you try to bring your children to all kinds of extracurricular studies, that becomes your idol.
你的事业和赚钱也会成为偶像。
Your career and your livelihood can become your idol.
成就和赞赏会成为偶像。
Your accomplishment and your praises can be your that can be your idols as well.
对于学术圈和知识分子来说，面子和各种各样的社会兼职会成为偶像。
Your ego or social status can become your idol.
对于年轻人来说，爱情会成为偶像。
The young folks, romance can be your idol.
某一个社交圈的接纳会成为偶像。
Your social contacts can be your idols.
伟大的政治或者社会理想也会成为偶像。
Lofty political or social ideologies can be your idols.
对于传道人或者是基督教的事工领袖来说，事工的果效会成为偶像。
To the ministers, it may be their achievements in Christian ministry.
对我们神学生来说 ，GPA 会成为偶像。
For the seminarians, GPA can be.
这里还有别的学生一样。
Or other students, your scholastic achievements and GPAs can be your idols.
对亚洲人来说，家庭责任会成为偶像。
To the Asians, their responsibility at home can become your idol.
你看，任何一件事物都可能会成为我们的偶像。
You see, anything can become your idol.
当只要你看到它的时候，你心中在最深处感到说，如果我拥有它，我的人生就有意义，我就知道自己是有价值的，那么它就会成为你的偶像。
Anything that as long as you hide it in your deepest part of your heart and thinking that as long as you have it,Your life will become complete and worthwhile and become important.
很多基督徒都知道金钱会成为偶像。
Many of us know that money can become our idol.
因为圣经上明明写着的。
Because it says in the Bible.
耶稣说你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Jesus says you cannot serve both God and money.
但是偶像不单单是金钱。
But idols include more than just money.
所以 Tim Keller 在他的书中说，我们的心是一个偶像工厂。
So Tim Keller in his book says our hearts are like idol factory.
因为我们的心可以将一切美好的事物、事业、爱情、财产、家庭都奉之神明。
Because our heart can turn everything, including career, romance, wealth, and even family, into objects of our worship.
我们会把它当作我们生活的中心。
The center of our lives.
我们的生活变成围着这些东西转。
Our lives. revolve around all these things.
我们以为我们只要得到他们，或者我们保住他们，我们的人生才有价值。
Thinking either we possess them or we try to preserve them, then our life will become meaningful.
或者以为一旦失去他们，我们的人生就失去意义。
Or losing them will lose meaning of our lives.
我们常常以为偶像是一些不好的东西。
Frequently we think idols are bad things.
但其实不是，偶像都是好东西。
Not necessarily so. Idols can include many good things.
因为偶这个东西越好，我们就越希望它能够满足我们深处的需要和期望。
Because the better the things are, the stronger our desire to possess them to satisfy our needs and expectations.
所以说，几乎所有的东西都可能会变成我们的偶像。
Therefore, everything can become our false gods.
越美好的东西越可能成为偶像。
Especially those good things in life.
所以弟兄姐妹，什么美好的事物是你现在的偶像？
So brothers and sisters, what are those good things that have become the idols in your life?
什么东西是你贪恋的对象？
What are the things you long for?
贪恋可以表现为两种方式，我前面讲到。
To love these things can manifest in two different ways.
或者你不计代价的想要获取。
Either you try to possess it at all costs.
或者你不惜代价的想要保住。
Or you try to preserve it at all costs.
不单单只是你得不到的东西会成为偶像。
Not only those things that you have not possessed can become your idols.
那些你已经得到的不敢失去的东西也会成为偶像。
And those you already have and do not want to lose can become your idols as well.
好，所以这是第一个方面，贪恋世俗的本质是属灵的淫乱。
So number one,is that to love the worldliness is in essence spiritual immorality.
那么第二呢，贪恋世俗它表现在哪一表现出来是什么样子呢？
So how does this love of worldliness present itself?
那我们在创世纪二十五章里面看到以扫是这样的一个例子。
So we see an example in Genesis 25 in the person of Esau.
希伯来书也是这么说的。他说以扫是因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
Hebrews also said Esau sold his birthright for one meal.
那我们再来看创世纪二十五章，他是为什么为一点的食物就把名分卖了呢？
Let's study the book of Genesis which recorded this story.
创世纪二十五章说雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来累昏了，以扫就对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分对我有什么益处呢？雅各说，你对今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。然后最后结论说，这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
So the scripture says once Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. He said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of that stew that I willI'm famished. That is why he was called Edom. Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. Esau replied, look, I'm about to die. What good is birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore to him and selling his birthright to Jacob. Therefore, Esau despised his birthright.
贪恋世俗，以世界为偶像，可以有很多的表现。但是在以扫身上最直接表现出来的就是他累昏了。
To love the worldliness, to idolize the world, may have manifestations, but none is as clear as what Esau did because when he became famished.
二十七节说，以扫善于打猎，常在田野。
Verse 27 says Esau.Was a skillful hunter, a man of open country.
那圣经给我们看到亚伯拉罕的家族，也就是以扫的父亲以撒的家族是牧羊的。
The Bible tells us that the family profession of Abraham was shepherding.
神借着他们牧羊的工作，使他们家庭富足，使他们家庭发达。
And God made him a rich man in attending flocks of sheep.
所以即便这个以扫他不去打猎，他们也有足够的食物。
So Esau, his son, did not have to go hunt in the field. They should have enough food at home.
所以打猎对以扫来说是一种娱乐活动。
So hunting is a form of entertainment for Esau.
圣经说他的父亲有很多的羊群和田地。
The Bible says his father Abraham has plenty of flock and land.
无需靠打猎为生。
He did not have to make a living as a hunter.
所以打猎是他的偶像。
So hunting became Esau's idol.
是他追求的东西，是他享受的东西。
It's something that he seeked after and enjoyed.
他的父亲喜欢他打猎带来的野味，餐桌上增添一些惊喜。
His father benefited from his the prey that he as a result of his hunting and because he made him a good meal.
所以他自己喜欢，他打完以后，他爸爸又赞赏他，这个可以给他很多正向激励。
So he likes to be praised by his father that.Help build up his ego.
所以这就成为他的偶像。
In doing so, the hunting became Esau's idol.
二十九节、三十节，以扫打猎回来以后，他说：“我累昏了。”
So in verse 29 and 30, Esau said, "I'm famished."
圣经其实没有说以扫到底在田野干什么。我们假设他是打猎，但是圣经一再的记载说他累昏了。
We did not know. The scripture did not tell us.In detail, what happened in the field, but all we know is that Esau was famished.
以扫这种累昏了的情形是一种是对贪恋世俗这个罪的一个很好的描写。
The famished is a description of Esau's endeavor seeking after the world.
一个拼命在世界追求自己心中偶像的人，一个不顾自己灵魂的人，他的结果就像以扫一样，他累昏了。
A person who seek after world and did not care about his spiritual affair will end up like Esau, be famished.
好像是很难发音的词。圣经没有说以扫不应该去打猎，他对以扫打猎这件事情本身没有做任何的谴责。
The scripture did not criticize Esau.For being a hunter.
就像圣经也不会谴责我们爱自己的孩子，不会谴责我们追求自己的事业。
The Bible also did not forbid us to to love our children and to work hard for our career.
但是以扫的问题在于他沉迷在打猎之中，贪恋自己在打猎当中获得的成就，以至于他没有时间，也不去思考属灵的事情，长远的事情。
But the problem was that Esau's indulgence in hunting activities, he coveted the gains from his activity that at the expense of spiritual things.
当我们被眼前的事情、被世界上的事情、被我们正在追求的事情缠累的时候，我们就没有时间去思考更久远的事情。
So when we are overwhelmed with what at hand,what is at hand, worldly business, and for instant gratification, we have no time to consider things that have far-reaching effect.
所以雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。
So when Jacob says to Esau, sell me your birthright.
以扫就说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？
So Esau says, I'm about to die, what good is this birthright to me?
所以你看，当他累昏的时候，他就过分自怜和夸大自己的处境。
So we see that when Esau was exhausted from his activities in the field, all he cared was about himself and became self-pity and magnified his needs and problems.
我们很多时候也是这样。
Aren't we the same?
当我们被眼前的事情、被我们追求的东西缠累的时候，我们就会夸大自己的处境，我们就会自怜。
When we focus on things at hand and we fell into bondage by all the things that attract us, we become self-pity.
当别人提醒你说你今天没有灵修，
when people remind you, you haven't done your devotion yet,
我这个时候我们心里就会想，我累都累死了，哪里还有时间灵修？
Then we'll give excuse that I'm so exhausted, I don't have energy to do devotion.
其实没有那么可怕。
We know that it wasn't that serious.
没有累到那种程度。
You're not exhausted to that extent.
只是我们的眼光放在我们累的事情上面，我们就觉得自己很可怜。
So when we focus on things that tire us out, exhaust, stress us out, we give us excuses.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你有没有累昏的时候
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever been exhausted?
传道人和神学生也会有累昏的时候。
Even ministers and seminarians will experience that at times.
在公司里面，有时候有些非常赶的项目，让你日夜加班，忽略了属灵的需要。
In your company, you may be compelled to put in overtime and ignore spiritual matters.
这个时候往往是我们属灵生命一个很大的低潮。
That often causes us to fall into spiritual depression.
我们常常会想到说，完成这个项目之后有多少晋升的机会，或者是得到一个长假，可以带着家人出去度假。
We often expect after such extra effort at work.That will result in either promotions or long deserved vacations or bring family more security.
我们在看到那些东西的时候，我们就忽略了我们里面真正属灵的需要。
When we focus on those things, we start to ignore our own inner spiritual needs.
我以前在服侍的时候，我观察到，因为我服侍的人都比较年轻，所以我观察到在年轻的人当中有三个坎是属灵生命的低潮。
When I serve in the young adult group, I discovered that three things cause spiritual depression.
第一个是大学毕业。
First stage is when they graduate from college.
第二个是结婚。
Second is when they get married.
第三个是生孩子。
Third is when they have children.
因为在这三件事情当中，他们的环境都发生了变化。
In those three things, their environment, their living environment takes major change.
新的东西出来，成为他们眼前觉得最重要的事情。
New things come up to become the most important things of their lives.
新的工作
，new job.
新的家庭
，new family.
或者新的家庭成员
，or new family members.
他们就会把他们的精力全部集中在这些事情上面。
And they focus all their attention and energy on these new things.
在这个新的事情上面累昏了。
They're all stressed out by these all new things.
当我们觉得眼前的事情比什么都重要，我们就在里面累昏了。
When we put your things at hand as top priority, you will be stressed out by them.
我累昏过。
I've done that.
而且还不止一次。
More than once.
我很清楚地知道累昏的人他心里想的是什么。
I experienced firsthand those who famished, what is on their mind.
我以前想的是。我现在这个项目给我巨大的机会，只要再过两个月我就解放了。
I knew at first hand at work that I only have to press forward a little bit more. Within 2 months, I'll be free from all that.
等到这个项目结束，我的老板就会看到我带领的部门能力很强大。
So when this project ends, my boss will see, hey.I'm pretty capable.
就会给我更多的编制。
Will give me more coworkers.
Headcount.
Headcounts.
我就不会这么忙了。
So help me that so that I don't have to be as busy.
因为我可以雇一个 assistant.
Because then I can hire a assistant.
所以我可以把灵修放一边。
So I can temporarily put aside devotion.
我可以把教会的服事放一边。
And temporarily put aside church ministry.
那些整天问我弟兄你跟神的关系怎么样的人，他不理解我。
And those who continue to bug me with asking me the question, how's your devotion or how's your relation with God? They don't understand me.
他不知道我现在的努力将来有多大的成果。
They didn't understand my today's effort endeavor will bring what result in the future.
我老婆整天叫我带她出去玩，她不理解我。
My wife.Asking me, bugging me daily to bring her out for a date. She didn't understand what I was going through.
我现在做的对家庭有更大的好处。
Because I thought I was doing more important things for the family then.
Tim Keller 称这种状态为向异教的献祭。
Tim Keller calls these type of life is to worship or make offerings to idols.
他说旧约当中的人拿他的孩童献祭给那些异教的神。
He says in the Old Testament, the pagans will offer their children to gods they worship.
今天的人拿我们应该给家人的时间，应该给神的时间，给这个世界，来满足我们里面偶像的需要。
Today, men offer the time that belong to their family, and their energy and time that belong to God, and the time they ought to meditate on God to their idols in their hearts.
所以弟兄姐妹累昏了，他极大的捆绑我们的心思意念。
So being the exhaustion from our efforts, endeavors to seek the worldly things, strongly enslave our minds and thoughts.
累昏了，使我们没有时间去思想属灵的事情，神家里的事情。
And leave us no time to think about spiritual things and things of God's household.
我刚才举的是工作的例子。
The example I gave you was from work.
你也可能在别的事情上累昏。
You may find other things that stress you out.
你可能在培养你的孩子这件事情上累昏。
Maybe in rearing your children.
如果你买了一个新房子，装修这些事情也会让你累昏。
To renovate your new, the house you just bought can stress you out.
在一个正常的爱好上面会累昏。
You can be stressed out in your hobbies.
那在网络上被累昏。
Or when you spend too much time online.
那我见到很多人，甚至一些的基督徒，当刚开始刷微，这里的人大概不上微博啊。我们在国内很刚微博刚开始的时候就被微博捆绑。
Many people in China were bondaged by microblog.
这个翻译我第一次听到。
第二次在下秋令会的时候你讲过。
有用过这个词。因为 当他在微博上写那些东西的时候，他得到别人的 positive feedback，得到别人的肯定和赞赏的时候，这是一个正向激励。
So when your writings were received positive feedback, that encouraged you to do more.
就早上一起来就去刷微博。
So early morning when you rise, you get online to blog.
所以就把灵修放一边。
And put aside your devotion.
很多美好的事物都会让我们累昏。
Many good things can stress you out.
正因为它美好，所以你才会把它当偶像。
Just because they are good, that's why it becomes idols in your heart.
累昏的人特征，就像以扫一样，轻看属灵的事情，丢弃属灵的权柄。
The characteristics of those who famished is just like Esau that gave away the spiritual things.
你会因此而放弃你的读经，放弃你的祷告，放弃你和别的弟兄姐妹的交通。
Forsaking your scripture reading, praying, and fellowship life.
好，所以这是贪恋世俗的表现，累昏。
So that is one manifestation of being famished.
那么它的结果是什么呢？我们来看第三个方面。
So what is the result of being stressed out by the world?
希伯来书十二章十七节说，他后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然号哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转。
Hebrews 12:17 says, "Afterwards, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears."
这是创世纪二十七章里面的记载。
It's also recorded in Genesis 27.
我们先来认识什么是长子的名分。
What is the birthright of the oldest son?
在近东的文化里面，长子名分其实首先意味着是财富。
In the Middle Eastern culture, the oldest son, the birthright actually meant wealth.
在近东地方，长子在分遗产的时候可以分到双份。
So the oldest son in the family will usually receive double portion of the inheritance.
比如说，如果一家人有兄弟九个
，So let's say if a family has brothers of nine,
那么长子就可以得到十分之二。
The oldest son will get two portions, therefore he will receive two tenths of the inheritance.
因为他得双份
，Because he received double portion.
所以是 n 加一分之二。
So he gets 2 out of 10.
但是长子的名分不是立即，长子的这个财产不是立即就可以得到的。
But the inheritance is not given to him immediately.
而是要在看不见的将来，在父亲去世之后才能得到。
But in the future, at the death of the father.
在雅各的经历当中，他透过欺骗的手段，得到长子的名分，但是有没有给他带来财富呢？
However, we know that to Jacob, the inheritance he cheated from his brother Esau did not really bring him wealth.
以扫没有长子的名分，因为他卖给了雅各。
Esau did not have the birthright because he sold it to his younger brother Jacob.
但是雅各后来离家出走了，对不对？
But later on, we know that Jacob had to leave the family.
所以以扫得了几分之几？
So how much inheritance did Esau receive?
十分之十，全是他的。
The entire family's inheritance from Abraham went to Esau.
因为他弟弟跑了嘛。
Because Jacob left the family.
所以当雅各后来回到以扫那里去的时候，他说以扫的武装四位就有四百人之多。
So later on, when Jacob returned to Esau, he found out the brother had 400 armed guards.
所以长子的名分没有给雅各带来任何的好处，财产上的好处。
So the birthright Jacob received did not bring him any benefit in terms of wealth.
长子的名分也不是上帝的保佑。
Birthright also did not bring God's protection.
因为在雅各的生命当中好像恰恰相反。
Because we found out it was the opposite in Jacob's life.
雅各一得到长子的名分以后，他的人生就出现了各种各样的困难。
We saw that as soon as Jacob received the birthright, troubles came.
作为妈妈最宠爱的孩子，他只带了一个手杖去寻找遥远的栖身之所。
As the favorite son of his mother, he only had one staff that he brought when he went to seek out his uncle.
他为他的舅舅做工，被他的舅舅欺骗。
So he went to labor for his uncle and was taken advantage by him.
他人生最精华的光阴就用在两件事情上面，牧羊和讨老婆。
And the prime of his life energy he spent on two things, to tend uncle's flock of sheep and to marry his two daughters.
他有很多的烦恼。
He had much things to worry about.
他临死之前，他深深的叹息，说他一生的岁月又苦又短。
Before his death, he regretted that his life was long and hard.
所以长子的名分没有免去他的痛苦和悲伤，甚至给他加重了。
So this birthright did not bring him anything, but added a lot more trouble to him.
那么长子的名分是什么呢？对雅各来说。
What is the birthright to Jacob?
长子的名分是一个属灵的产业。
The birthright is spiritual inheritance.
对于亚伯拉罕这个家族来说，长子的名分给拥有这个名分的人一个权利。
So to the family of Abraham, whoever owns the birthright will receive a right.
就是他是他们家族的祭司。
That right is to become the priest of the household.
拥有长子名分的人成为这个家庭的属灵领袖。
To become the spiritual leader of the entire family clan.
连接他的儿女，他的后代，能够承受从神那里来的属灵恩赐和能力。
It passes on to the following generation the right to receive spiritual gifts and power from God.
更重要的是，他传递弥赛亚希望的火炬。
More importantly, that carries the torch of the hope of the Messiah.
因为神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，他对亚伯拉罕的应许，那个弥赛亚的应许，透过长子的名分得到传递。
Because Messiah was promised from God through his covenant with Abraham and to be God's chosen servant.
当然，我想当时的雅各想骗这个长子名分的时候，他不会想那么多。
I bet when Jacob cheated the birthright from Esau, he did not realize all the spiritual meaning.
他只看到长子名分带来的双份财富。
He only saw the benefit in terms of wealth.
所以希伯来书没有称赞雅各，没有说他做得好。
So the author of Hebrews did not praise Jacob for being smart and get the birthright.
他是警告我们不要效法以扫。
But he warns us against Esau.
所以这里的重点不是在说以扫贪小利 施大福这样的概念。
So the emphasis here is not that Esau was penny wise and pound foolish.
也不是说以扫最后没有得救。
Nor emphasize on whether Esau was eventually saved or not.
我们在读圣经的时候常常关心他有没有得救。
Frequently when we read the scriptures, we are wondering if Esau was ever saved.
就像我们读到耶稣的比喻的时候，我们在怀疑，在想说那个火把熄灭的童女有没有得救。
The same way when we read the Gospels, we wonder about those maiden who lost the fire of their torch, those were saved or not.
因为我们心里想的是，如果我贪恋世俗，但是我最后能得救，那也不错。
Some frequently we're mistaken into thinking that.As long as we're saved, it's okay to covet the worldliness.
但是这得不得救不是这段经文的重点。
But the emphasis in this scripture is not whether Jacob had the salvation or not, or Esau had the salvation or not.
他是讲到说，以扫在贪恋世俗、看重眼前的同时，他失去了属灵的福气和属灵的祝福。
But in Esau's seeking after the worldliness, he lost the spiritual grace.
他失去了与神同工和被神使用的机会。
Lost the opportunity to walk with God and to be work for God.
有位学者 Westcott 他在解释这段经文的时候，他说这里不一定在告诉我们以扫有没有得救，但是毫无疑问的，他在神恩典的计划当中落后了。
Another theologian Westcott explains it by saying this: that this story does not really teach whether Esau was saved, but unquestionably.He'd fallen behind in God's grace.
作者不是要拿不得救来吓唬我们。
The author is not trying to scare us of losing salvation.
而是告诫我们，我们在基督徒成长和发展的过程当中，我们可能因为贪恋世俗而失去神所预备的恩典和祝福。
But to admonish us not to miss out on God's grace in the maturing process of Christian life when we seek after the world.
什么是我们今天基督徒的长子名分呢？
What is this birthright to our Christians today?
我们成为神的儿女，来到神的家中，并不能够发财。
Becoming the children of God, returning to God's family, may not bring earthly worth, wealth to us.
甚至还可能因为信仰的缘故而失去，放弃一些机会。
On the contrary, we might need to, for the sake of our faith, sacrifice certain rights and opportunities.
也不一定能够家庭幸福。
We may not experience family harmony either.
如果一个信一个不信，那可能家庭纷争。
Because if one of the couple is a believer and the other one is not, it may cause some problems.
如果还没有结婚，择偶范围还缩小。
If you hadn't married, your selection circle for your future mate may be very small.
也不能够让我们一帆风顺，因为我们越是侍奉神，我们越遭遇挑战。
We may not experience smooth sail in our lives because the more we serve God, the more problem and difficulty we may encounter.
耶稣的服事当中也遭遇同样的情况。
Just like Jesus himself in his earthly journey.
当他讲的道很多人听不进去的时候，就有一些人离开了耶稣。
So many people turned away from Jesus after learning whatever he preached did not meet their expectations.
耶稣就问他的门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Jesus then turned to his disciples and asked, Do you want to lead me too?
彼得就回答他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
和贪恋世俗相反的是，神要我们渴慕基督，跟随基督，看基督为至宝。
So in contrast to loving this worldliness, God wants us to thirst for Christ and follow him asThe greatest treasure in life.
在希伯来书十一章二十六节，和以扫相反的另外一个圣经人物是摩西。
In Hebrew 11:26, there's a character that showed in opposite way as Esau, and that's Moses.
他说摩西是看为基督所受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
It says Moses he regarded disgrace for the sake.Of Christ as greater value than the treasure of Egypt.
这是以扫的反面。
So that's the opposite of Esau.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
So he regarded being disgraced for Christ's sake as more valuable than the treasures of Egypt.
我们基督徒的长子名分是什么呢？
So what is our Christian birthright?
是我们因着基督的宝血得赎，能够来到这位创造的真神面前敬拜他，学习他的话语，与他相交。
It is redemption through the blood of Christ so that we can come before this true God of creation to worship him, to learn his word, and to have fellowship with him.
我们原来靠着自己拒绝他，否认他，也不能够讨他的喜悦。
By ourselves, we reject him. We could not seek his favor.
今天我们因着圣灵的内住，基督徒能够遵行他的旨意，侍奉他，为他受苦，这是我们属灵的福分。
But today, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can obey him and to love him. That is it's a blessing to us.
这是我们应该珍惜的，应该在乎的，应该追求的东西。
That is something that we should treasure, we should care about, and we should seek after.
你在乎吗？
Do you care?
还是你更太看重埃及的财物，心中的偶像？
Or you treasure more of the things in Egypt and the idols in your heart?
甚至拿我们本来应该敬拜神、亲近神、默想神、灵修他话语的时间，去侍奉我们心中的偶像。
To spend the time you ought to spend in devotions to pray to God on things of this world.
Tim Keller 说，那就是向偶像献祭。
Tim Keller says that is to make offerings to the idols.
所以我最后总结一下，圣经说，以扫在失去长子名分之后，虽然好哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转。
So in conclusion, the scripture says after Esau lost his birthright, even when he tried to gain back his blessings, he was rejected. He could bring about no change his mind, even though he seek after it with tears.
因为他父亲以撒给长子的祝福只有一次。
Because his father gave blessing once for all.
但是保罗却说，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
But in the New Testament, Paul says, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation.
神给我们机会，我们可以回转、悔改、归向他。
God repeatedly gives us opportunities and chances that we can repent and return to him.
神巴不得我们信靠基督，爱慕基督，渴慕基督，顺服基督。
God rather to love Christ,Trust Christ and obey Christ.
而不再爱偶像，信靠偶像，顺服偶像。
And no longer love idols, trust idols, or obey idols.
神盼望他的儿女看为基督所受的苦，都比埃及的财物更宝贵。
God rather see us to treasure Christ more than the treasures of Egypt.
所以我今天讲了三个方面。
So today through three aspects.
第一个本质是属灵的淫乱。贪恋世俗的本质是属灵的淫乱。
The essence of loving worldliness is spiritual immorality.
它的表现是你为自己的偶像累昏了。
It manifests in a way that you stress yourself out by seeking after the idols.
包括追求你没有得到的东西，也包括你想要保住你已经得到的东西。
Both in seeking for things that you do not have yet, and also in preserving things that you already have.
以至于你忽略你里面属灵的福气。
In doing so, you ignore the spiritual blessings.
第三，它的结果是失去与神同行，失去经历基督、认识基督，在神计划当中被神使用的福分。
So in doing so, now number three, you lose to know Christ, to experience him, to work with him, and all the blessings of God that come with it.
或许你会想说，这些福分不重要，没了就没了。
Maybe you did not, you don't think these spiritual blessings are important.
反正将来得救就可以了。
So what if I lose it? As long as I keep the salvation.
但或许有一天，你会像以扫这样，虽然好哭切求，却得不着门路。
But maybe one day you will regret, just like Esau, you cannot change anything, even you try in tears.
圣经告诫我们说，一个长久硬着心对神麻木的人，可能根本就未曾认识恩典。
The Bible warns us that person who habitually reject God may not be saved at the first place.
如果你处在这样的境况当中，哥林多后书六章二节保罗说的话是对你最好的回应。
If this is your condition, Paul says in 2 Corinthians
6:2
may become may bring this to light.
保罗说：“现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子，向神悔改。”
Paul says, "Now is the time to see God's favor. It's the day of the salvation. Repent and return to God."
对基督徒来说，希伯来书的作者同样呼吁我们郑重对待我们的信仰。
The book of Hebrews tells us to face our to take a serious stand with our faith.
他说：“我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？”
How shall we escape if we ignore such great salvation?
所以我盼望我每一个基督徒都思想说，我的心中是不是有另一个偶像比基督更宝贵？
So I hope and appeal to you to examine your heart. Is there any other idols in your heart that's more important than Christ?
我是否用基督徒的福分权柄去交换世俗的益处？
Have I used Christian rights to exchange for things of the world?
我是否看重遵行神的旨意，看重对神的服事，看重我们亲近基督和认识基督的时间？
Do we really treasure our time with Christ to follow him and to serve him?
约翰说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
John says the world and its desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
如果你还不是基督徒，我希望你知道，神要我们对他专一的爱。
If you're a non-Christian, I hope that you will know that God wants us to have an undivided love toward Him.
因为他是一位忌邪的神。
Because He is a jealous God.
他对我们的爱是如此的热、炙热和真诚，就像丈夫爱妻子一样，不愿我们心中另有所爱。
He loves us fervently, just like the husband loved his mate, not willing for them to have a different one.
这样的神配得我们去爱他。
Such God is worthy of our love.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们感谢你把这样的两段经文放在我们的面前。
We thank you, God, to put these two verses of scripture before us.
我们今天的世代和以扫的世代没有太大区别。
Our days are no different than Esau's days.
因为我们可以，我们的人心是偶像工厂。
Because our hearts is also idol factory.
我们把一些美好的事物变成心中的偶像。
We've changed many good things into idols in our hearts.
求主帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
让我们看清楚我们的心中是不是真的爱你。
To examine deep inside, do we truly love you?
如果我们心中另有偶像，求圣灵带领我们悔改。
If we find idols in our hearts, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to repent and get rid of them.
也求主带领我们当中还不是基督徒的朋友，更多认识基督。
We also ask the Holy Spirit will help the non-believers among us to get to know you.
看重这永恒当中的福分。
To treasure this spiritual blessing.
并归向基督。
And repent and turn to you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.